WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The 12 first responders who lost their lives in the West explosion were honored at a memorial service yesterday. Among the tributes were family members grieving lost loved ones.
Usually he just ran out of the house without stopping as fast as he could. But he stopped that day and turned around and picked Jameson up and said, "Daddy loves you, and I'll be right back." And he didn't come back.
President Obama pledged his support to the community.
"We may not all live here in Texas, but we're neighbors too. We're Americans too. And we stand with you, and we do not forget. And we'll be there even after the cameras leave and after the attention turns elsewhere."
The crowd was so large that people were turned away from the Farrell Center at Baylor University 45 minutes before the start of the service. There's no local opposition to completing the Aggie Expressway. The College Station City Council joined the Bryan Council and Brazos County Commissioners in approving resolutions urging the state to develop a freeway from Navasota to Todd Mission. Jason Stubbe of the City Manager's Office says this would join up with what will become a toll road from Todd Mission through Pinehurst and Tomball to Houston.
"It's going to be about the most direct and fastest route to the greater Houston area, in particular IAH, as well as Exxon's New World headquarters in the Woodlands, Halliburton, and GE's North Belt campuses. And the primary intent is to connect the bio corridor and the Texas A&M University to the medical center in the Houston area."
It's estimated the freeway would shave 30 minutes off the commute from College Station to Bush Airport. Local economic development efforts became stronger this week when state leaders offered up to $500,000. The president of the Research Valley Partnership, Todd McDaniel, says a new regional center of innovation and commercialization will be based here.
"Now we're going head-to-head with Houston and with Austin, and, you know, whether it's for global research center projects or biotech or whatever. And so, yeah, you know, I think the reality is it's an acknowledgement of where we are in our life cycle as a community and as a market. I think it's also an acknowledgement of the massive driving force that the Texas A&M University system is when it comes to research and development and industry collaboration."
The center will have satellite offices in Waco and Temple. State money comes from the Emerging Technology Fund. And with a split in House conservatives over the insolvent PSIP program, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's glad the opportunity to vote got pulled Wednesday because it's really a catch-22. Flores says while it would end the program, which provided catastrophic care for those with pre-existing conditions, the plan was to use the $5 billion left over to advertise for Obamacare.
"So if you ask me, should we stop the funding to advertise and implement Obamacare? Absolutely, and I would have voted for that part of it. On the other hand, voting for the implementation of a part of Obamacare, that seemed to be a little bit of a problem for me because you're basically endorsing part of Obamacare. Now, on the other hand, one of the reasons Obamacare was put into place is because you had all these people with pre-existing conditions, and this program is actually the most efficient, least costly way to address that issue, and then you could really gut the rest of Obamacare and leave this program in place."
Flores says this really should be treated as a state issue, not a federal issue, complicating the matter further. And for almost 20 years, spring cleaning has included the opportunity to dispose of household products without putting them in the landfill. And tomorrow is the next household hazardous waste collection event.
"Good time to get rid of your old paints, your old motor oil, your old batteries. We're also working with the Brazos County Sheriff's Department, who will be out collecting the out-of-date pharmaceuticals, 7 to 1, at the University Services Building. So more information about that is on our Bevismo website at www.bvswma.com.
Ryan Griesbach with the Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency says the drop-off site is the University Services Building off Harvey Road east of Veterans Park. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 65 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at BCSTirePros.com.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Malik Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Malik Service is all heating and AC units and is proud to install Carrier products. And now's the time to call Malik for your spring tune-up. We'll inspect every component of your HVAC system to make sure it's running efficiently to save you money throughout the hot summer.
Call 776-2222 for a free estimate or at MalikService.com. Malik Service. Making a difference. Like us on Facebook.
On Saturday, May 4th, Aggieland Humane Society will hold their annual Adopt-a-thon event where all pets will be half price. Mark your calendars now and prepare your home for your new best friend. Go to AggielandHumane.org for more information.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one that you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour or visit jeaseniorliving.com.
License number 102654.
Good morning, 7:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Low-level moisture continues to lie across the state this morning. We'll continue to see quite a bit of cloudiness out there today, and there could be a passing shower. High temperatures are going to be up to 75 to 80 later this afternoon. Clouds and maybe a shower tonight near 65. Mostly cloudy with a risk of a shower too tomorrow, high 75 to 80. Chance of shower 65 tomorrow night. Becoming partly sunny Sunday, still a chance of a shower, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. I would imagine by now that the cat is out of the bag, so Luke Jokel went number two in the draft. We'll get his reaction right after he won. Find out where the Dallas Cowboys and Houston, Texas came with their draft picks. A&M is at the world-famous Penn Relays, and we'll get you caught up with Aggie baseball and softball, who were on the road this weekend, and we'll do that for you at 7:50.
Listener kind of gave me a peek behind. I didn't know they had apparently video of this last night during the draft. They don't show the jersey instantly. They make it in the back.
Oh, okay.
So what they've got is they've got
every team's jersey and a stamp.
And they've got every team's jersey, and then they've got a stack of names that are written in the correct font for whomever might be a first-round draft pick. And so as soon as it was Luke Jokel, they grabbed the Jacksonville Jaguars jersey, and they got Jokel, and they ironed it on there. So that's how they do that. So there is not a Kansas City jersey someplace that has his name on it or anything. Okay. It's not like the hats for the losing teams at the Super Bowl that are sent to third world countries.
Yeah, you see them in Nicaragua somewhere.
Right, there's not going to be some kid in Afghanistan with the Jokel jersey from Kansas City. So, all right. Anyway, so thank you for letting us
know. Well, those are a couple hundred bucks, some of them, so I'm guessing.
Probably not, yeah. So it's 7:16. So Opus announced their wing ding last night. This is season 41. Ann Black will be in to tell us about some of these, or the shows, on Monday.
Looks like a pretty good lineup.
Well, they've done something kind of neato for folks who have kiddos. There's always been Opus Junior, but now they've decided that they wanted to do something that would be elevated so that maybe kiddos who are a little bit older would still like to see something, but it wasn't geared toward an age group younger than they are. So there's a thing called Opus Family Series. And one of them, which looked pretty cool to me, is it's called Lightwire Theater, which is a bunch of people who are dressed up in black outfits, I guess, that have different colored tubular lights on them. And so they end up making shapes, if you will.
That's cool.
Dinosaurs and things like that. Anyway, it's called Lightwire Theater. It's played in Las Vegas for a while. It'll be here.
Oh, that's neat.
And then something where guys are costumed like frogs, and it's called Frogs, F-R-O-G-Z.
Well, that's going out for you a
yeah,
couple ways.
Yeah, and you know, and I think they do lizards, so they slither around on the floor. So that, you know, again, that's kind of cool.
Sure.
For the Opus Junior, Junie B. in Jingle Bells and Batman Smells, which is one of our favorite poems, of course. And then
Robin, of course, laid the egg.
Right, and the classic Peter Pan, so that'll be going on. Intimate Gatherings. If you haven't been to Intimate Gatherings, it's kind of cool because they have the performance, and then the performers come out afterwards. Not all of them sometimes, but some of them do. And they come out and they'll answer questions. And they'll talk a little bit about what they do, which is neat.
It is cool.
Two Cellos. I haven't seen them, but apparently they were on Glee. It's two guys who played the cello and just have blown up. They're going to be here. Beyond Glory, which is a story of eight men who won the Medal of Honor. One guy acts out all eight men. Christmas with the Boston Brass. That's kind of self-explanatory. Steve Lippia, who sings Sinatra and some other people. He'll be at Marymount, by the way. And then Fahrenheit 451, the Ray Bradbury.
There's a play of that?
Oh, yeah. Well, there has been before.
Oh,
but
that's
yeah.
cool.
Well, you might enjoy that. That's true. And now then the main stage, which, by the way, has been named for a wonderful lady. Her name is Ann Wyatt, Ann Cobb Wyatt. So it's the Ann Cobb Wyatt main stage series. Cirque Dreams Rocks. Tell Louis that Cirque will be here again this year. He'll be all excited.
Yes, he will.
The official Blues Brothers review. So if you like the Blues Brothers.
I love the Blues Brothers.
That could be kind of fun. It's produced by Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi's widow, as a matter of fact. So this is the certified real thing, show enough. Memphis musical will be here. Michael Martin Murphy will be here around Christmas time to do some cowboy Christmas stuff. The Ten Tenors return. The for you toe dancers, the Moscow Fiesta Festival Ballet will do Romeo and Juliet. Bring It On, which is a musical, and then one that you might have heard of called West Side Story.
Oh, but, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll
be I heard
up.
Of that.
Yep. You can go to their website, and they'll you can see all the stuff that's going to be at Opus.
So, MSC Opus. Ballots and knife fights.
That's it. You know it. Or you can call the box office. But there you go. Just really the definition of quality of life. You got it right there. So now, let's all put on our tinfoil hats. Here we go. Got that on? Okay.
Oh, mine's always on.
Thank you. We've probably heard, or you've probably heard, about how the Department of Homeland Security has purchased over 103 million rounds of ammunition.
Yes. Yeah, making it very hard for everybody else to buy any.
Exactly, for their officers. Well, so some testimony yesterday about why the department is buying so much ammunition. At a hearing, Utah GOP Congressman Jason Chavez noted that the DHS purchased over 103 million rounds of ammunition for about 70,000 Department of Homeland Security officers currently authorized to use weapons. That figure breaks down to about 1,300 to 1,600 rounds per officer, which is a lot. And about 1,000 rounds more than your average U.S. Army officer. So the explanation comes from DNS training officer Umberto Medina, said that agents and officers need more ammo for extensive training in worst-case scenario situations. He said, quote, they can't contact air support like an officer in the Army could. They have to be proficient at a very high level. So that's the reason they need 1,300 to 1,600 rounds per person.
That
still sounds
practicing.
Shady.
Once again, I don't know that makes you feel any more comfortable, but that's what they're saying, okay? American cars, big status symbol in China.
Absolutely.
It says here, China is the world's biggest auto market. China is the world's biggest market. I don't care what you can be talking about rubber bands. They need more rubber bands than anybody else. They're China. No car brand is hotter there than
Cadillac?
Buick.
Buick.
Buick. Business Insider reports the Buick XL, which is the Verano here, was the leading passenger car in China in 2011. 254,000 units were sold there. That's not a lot when you consider they have 1.8 billion people, but nonetheless, 254,000. The next year, Buick's China sales jumped by 8%, and they'll hit 1 million by the year 2016, apparently.
No kidding.
The attraction of Buicks in China derives from its prestige as a choice of business people and government officials, who are the power brokers. Chinese executives are partial to minivans, which don't come with kid-hauling images that they do here. See, there, that's, you know, it's a little bit bigger, it's roomier, it's more luxurious than, I guess, all those little, you know, things with the wind-up keys on the back that the regular people drive.
Bicycles.
Yeah, exactly. Buick sales are slowly rebounding here in the States, but Business Insider says that they are really focusing on China because it is working. So, there you are. Buick's hot in China. All right, this may be, hang on, let me see. Here we go. Ho-hos, ding-dongs, and yes, Twinkies are coming back.
Yes!
Yeah, without the union workers who once produced them. So, the CEO of Metropolis and Company, which bought the bankrupt company along with Apollo Group Management, tells the Wall Street Journal that the reborn Hostess Brands LLC intends to cut ties with the union bakers. They intend to spend $60 million to reopen four bakeries within the next 10 weeks, and they're going to hire 1,500 workers.
Well, they're not messing around.
Nope. Now, that's a far cry from the 19,000 workers that Hostess had pre-bankruptcy, and of those, 15,000 were unionized. So, sorry, union. They're going to jettison them and see how that works out. The plants are located in areas with high unemployment. They are betting there are plenty of skilled laborers who are eager to go to work for less than what they were getting paid as union workers. Because you know what? If you're making zero, it doesn't matter how much you used to make.
Nope.
Twinkies expected to be back on the shelves of stores in early July. So there
what
you
if
are.
They'll get the shelf space back?
Oh, I think so. I believe that's probably anticipated.
Okay.
And, you know.
Because I just wonder, you know, when they've been gone long enough, people will find an alternative.
Well, they might. And you know, again, we'll see how that works out. They maybe they don't get the full space to begin with, but obviously if people ask for them. So Ho-Ho's, Ding-Dongs, and Twinkies back soon. So you'll once again, it'll be finger-licking good.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, I have trouble understanding why people want to shop for insurance like it is a product you pick off of a shelf. Insurance is not a cookie-cutter product that one size or flavor fits all. Coverage should be designed and tailored to each individual's needs and circumstances. Buying insurance is a very serious matter because it protects what you have worked hard for. It has been our experience at W.E. Gibson that we can meet or beat most of the quotes that you can get online, and we offer the added value of being able to talk to a real person who has the experience to guide you through the complicated maze of insurance coverages and terms. And besides, we are right here in College Station at Longmire and Deacon. Who knows where those other guys are? Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville, and no one ever plans to replace their roof, but damage can happen suddenly, like with a hailstorm or just wear and tear over the years. So when you do need a roof, do what I did and call Schulte Roofing. They'll make what you thought was a complicated ordeal easy. They tell you what it costs, what your insurance covers, what you'll owe, and then the tear off, the installation, and the cleanup. Well, purely professional. Call Schulte Roofing when you need a roof. 1-800-4-ROOF or go to SchulteRoofing.com.
The home of the bulletproof roof.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway. We're at morefeed.com. Pretty nice day out there today, and we're going to have a nice weekend. High today, 80, and we'll probably be in the 80s all the way through Tuesday. And a chance of rain, 20% today and tonight, 30% tomorrow. It's a 50-50 chance of rain on Saturday night, and then on Sunday we'll have a 40% chance of rain. Lows each night will be in the middle 60s. Right now the winds are out of the southeast at 12, 81% relative humidity, and we have 66 degrees.
Extreme power or ultimate savings. Why choose when you can get both during the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center? Get rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99% on the world's best-selling power sports lineup. Take your pick of incredible deals on hard-working Rangers, smooth-riding sportsmen, and razor-sharp razors. Get to Polaris Fun Center before April 30th for huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event. Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
This is tragic. According to the Wall Street Journal, American banks are bowing down to regulators' concerns about the size of executive pay and its role in financial industry risk-taking. Regulators, what a clinical, innocent-sounding term when they could be called thugs. Last year, the Federal Reserve began asking banks about their compensation plans. Next, pressure was put on these banks to cap executive bonuses. The rationale was that if bank executives are punished with caps on their bonuses, they'll supposedly be discouraged from taking unnecessary risks, and they'll put less emphasis on short-term profits. Now, if this sounds familiar, it's because radical leftists have demanded this kind of action for ages, punishing bank executives right out of the Occupy Wall Street handbook. And it goes hand in hand with socialist policy in Europe, where regulators have just imposed caps on bank executive compensation, including executives working abroad. Some shareholders object to the Fed putting a damper on banks because they actually understand risk and reward. They know that banks put money at risk in ways that benefit the whole economy. Consumers and businesses benefit from loans, so those earning profits on those risks ought to be rewarded. Private sector bankers don't need the Fed or Obama or liberal Democrats or bureaucrats telling them how to pay their workforce. None of their damn business. Especially since they, not the banks, are responsible for this economic morass.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hi, this is Stephen Baldwin. If you could have a bright, white, movie star smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? You bet I would. I'm on TV every day, and that's why I use Power Swabs. It's clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains right off your teeth. In fact, Power Swabs whitens teeth on the average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Oh, and better yet, unlike normal teeth whiteners, Power Swabs works on caps, crowns, and veneers. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-663-4989. That's 1-800-663-4989. It's got the Stephen Baldwin seal of approval. Show your friends your new movie star white smile. Try it risk-free today. Call 1-800-663-4989. That's 1-800-663-4989.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to 1.5 acres, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byanski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Three local governing bodies this week gave their support to a freeway project between Navasota and Bush Airport. That was part of the business at last night's College Station City Council meeting.
They're projecting that this would likely shave off about 30 minutes in travel time from College Station to IAH. So the resolution is to encourage the Transportation Commission to secure funding for the initial design and all of the environmental reviews and studies in the right-of-way that's going to be necessary for that red portion of the roadway.
Jason Stubbe of the city manager's office says the resolution asks the state to start the process of finishing what is nicknamed the Aggie Expressway between Navasota and Todd Mission. Design work on a six-line toll road is underway from Todd Mission to Pinehurst. And they had to turn people away at the Farrell Center at Baylor University, where a memorial service was held to honor the dozen first responders who died in last week's explosion in West.
I'm Joey's grandmother. When he came over, he always wanted fried chicken. And every time I ordered fried chicken, Joey, I would think of you, and I'll put a leg aside for you.
Among the other speakers was the director of the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation, Ronald John Sciarnicki.
Hero is not a word these men would use to talk about themselves. Firefighters use three other words: honor, tradition, and courage. All three are ingrained in the soul of a firefighter and are the source of their heroic actions.
President Obama pledged continuing support to the town in its rebuilding. And Central Texas can be considered a peer with the state's metropolitan areas when it comes to economic development. The Research Valley Partnership will receive up to $500,000 to establish a regional center of innovation and commercialization. RVP President Todd McDaniel says the state money will help pay for services they already provide.
We will match those state funds and over the next 18 months continue to build capacity for our Innovation Center effort here in Bryan College Station in the Research Valley, and then also working with both Temple and Waco as the two satellites and their efforts with Scott & White and the Health Science Center in Temple, and with Baylor and with the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce in Waco.
The money from the Texas Emergency Technology Fund is a tool to develop and diversify the state's economy. As tensions increase over delayed flights across the country that are attributed to sequestration, Congressman Bill Flores says he's taking measures to get things going in the right direction.
The four of us that are sophomores had a conversation with the speaker on Tuesday, and we sat down with him and said, you know, there's no reason for us to let this be inflicted on the American people. If we could come up with alternatives, for instance, I've introduced a bill to zero out the Obama phone program and take that $2.2 billion and use about half a billion of that to keep the air traffic control fully staffed. And then the second thing is to send $1.6 billion to the Navy so they can send the Truman Aircraft Carrier Group over to the Middle East where it needs to be.
Flores visited Afghanistan this past weekend on a congressional delegation trip to look at issues regarding the transition and budget impact of the sequester on the military efforts against terrorism. And leftover paint, motor oil, and car batteries are just a few of the things that can be kept out of the landfill. Brian Griesbach at the Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency says you can drop off those items tomorrow at the next Household Hazardous Waste Collection event.
It's free for all the community, so there's no reason not to participate with this event. We'll do our part by making it go as smoothly as possible. We've got a great number of volunteers that come out every year to help us, and we should have very minimal weights, if any at all. It's just a drive-through event, so put it in the trunk, bring it out, stay in your car, and we'll get you out as quickly as possible.
Stop by the University Services Building off Harvey Road, east of Veterans Park, tomorrow between 7 and 1. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 65 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06 or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. You know, small businesses are the engine that drives America, producing more than 50% of the private GDP. If you are a small business owner, protecting you from loss is what we do at Spring Insurance. From commercial policies designed to cover your liability and protect your property, to workers' compensation and employee health plans. So visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com or give us a call at 777-4459. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Thank you for making RV Station the fastest growing RV dealer in the area. Folks at RV Station know that you work hard for your RV and you deserve the best. And at RV Station, they stock only the best brands. You'll find Rockwood and Puma and Jayco and Raptor, brands that are built to last for decades. And right now, at RV Station in Bryan, you can get a brand-new Puma 28 VHS for only $220 a month. That sale price is $21,995 with 10% down plus TT&L and fees of 6.99% APR. 144-month payments with approved credit. Stock number is 1546. Or there's the 2013 Jayco J-Flight 198 RV, used just $15,995. Financing is available with approved credit. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get to RVStationOnline.com, choose from over 250 campers, or come by and visit at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. It's RV Station.
Hi, this is Tim Light. My family has been part of the area for 41 years. Every day we are glad that Bryan College Station is our home. A lot of you feel the same way. One way to make sure our community keeps growing is by shopping local. When you do that, money stays here to help provide the services we all want. And it allows our dealership to support local groups when they need it. Plus, it's always great to do business with your neighbors. Bryan Broadcasting and Tom Light Chevrolet remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Last night, the perfect example of why you need to get with Suddenlink. Of course, the NFL draft was on. Of course, I'm the sports guy here, so it's kind of important that I watch that. Well, I had to do some stuff with my daughter, so I just stopped TV right there. Picked it up when we were done. They've got great plans. The TiVo Suddenlink, Anyroom DVR, TiVo Stream, and TiVo Mini. Don't get locked into a satellite contract. Get $150 savings when you dump the dish today with the VIP Perks program. When you bundle all three services that they have, you're going to save. Fastest internet in the area, free access to Suddenlink to go, which is another thing that I had to do. As I was watching this, I needed to update the WTAW website. So I got the hookup with Suddenlink. Live local customer service to keep you online all the time, and Suddenlink's 30-day money-back We Promise guarantees. Check that out for yourself. Suddenlink On Demand, VOD list is growing and growing and growing with 10,000-plus titles, and a lot of them are actually free. They get new releases 28 days before Netflix and Redbox, and live pay-per-view events like the one coming up tomorrow, UFC 159 with Jones and Sonnen. Silver Linings Playbook, if you want to catch a movie, that comes out on the 30th. It's all with Suddenlink, and the only way for you to go is to call 1-800-915-1866. Again, 1-800-915-1866, or visit suddenlink.com and save big with Suddenlink.
At BMW, we've always been known for firsts. We introduced onboard navigation first. We developed active front steering first. So the fact that the BMW 3 Series is the only car to have ever won Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row, it's just another first. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
740, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2A.
Moisture will continue to flow into the region. That means lots of cloudiness today and the potential for a shower or two, high 75 to 80 degrees. Clouds tonight, they could produce a shower. Overnight, lows near 65. Tomorrow, we'll see clouds. We could see some showers, highs 75 to 80. There's a chance of showers right into tomorrow night, lows near 65. It'll become partly sunny Sunday. Watch for a shower, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Second pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Luke Jokel.
And we'll get you caught up with what he had to say after he was chosen. We've got immediate reaction. We've also got where the Cowboys and the Texans picked. A&M Track is competing in the world-famous Penn Relays, and A&M Baseball and Softball both hit the road this weekend. We'll get you caught up with that and more in sports. and we'll do it for you here in about 10, 12 minutes.
I don't know. Can you... I'm trying to figure out, what are these people yelling in the background as he pauses to make the announcement?
It's a wrestling thing, and they're yelling what?
They're yelling what?
That is what I think they are.
They're yelling the word what?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just traditional cultural heritage.
Go back and look at, can we do this again?
Sure.
All right.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah, sure.
With the second pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Luke Jokel.
They could be yelling, but...
I don't understand either one. it's a thing they used to do
in the WWE.
Okay, it's like, you're annoying me, what? Is that it? Because you start talking and you're going, what?
Yes.
Okay.
They used to do it when Jim McMahon, the guy that runs the McMahon.
Yeah, right, that's his, whatever. Yeah, McMahon. Yeah, Vince.
Vince McMahon, thank you.
I know that. okay. The Salvation Army is bringing the red kettles out tomorrow for the people of West. The kettles will be located outside the Post Oak Mall from 10 in the morning until 9 in the evening. If you would like to volunteer to ring the bell for the Salvation Army tomorrow, call them. Number is 777-2179, 777-2179 if you want to ring the bell tomorrow.
You know, there's some guy that works for them that's going, I just put these up.
Yeah, really? Got to bring them back out. Well, so, and speaking of Post Oak Mall, where JCPenney, is Penny still there? Yeah, they are.
Yes, I believe they are.
Shares of the retailer up by about 6% in aftermarket trading yesterday after George Soros disclosed that he's got about an 8% stake in the company. Said he's got 17 million shares. Penny's has not been doing well.
No.
And
they just fired their CEO.
They did. And you know, I'll go in there and look around. I will. I just because it's not crowded. I kind of like that.
Yeah, the same way. Yeah, yeah. If I'm going to be there, it's like, yeah, I'm not going to get bothered here.
Exactly. But anyway, it's they did. They fired their CEO. They kind of had come up with a new concept. They were going to call themselves JCP. It didn't work. They're going to bring in a bunch of name brands and have like little like the Izod store inside there or the Ralph Lauren store inside
there. That didn't work.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens. So, new data from a single platform at Constant Contact finds that restaurants lead the way for mobile searches. 81% of mobile customers have conducted a search for a restaurant via their mobile device.
Can I say we like food?
Well, but I mean, so over how long a period of time, too? I mean, at some point in your life with this phone, right?
Well, I would think too, you know, your phone is a mobile device. When you're out and about, if you can't decide where to eat, you can use your phone, you can't use your computer. So it only makes sense.
Well,
really.
And they've got a roulette feature on there, or like a slot machine feature that a lot of people like.
What?
It basically, in your area, you'll, you know, set, okay, we want American food.
American food.
And then, you know, a $1, $2, $3 sign price range.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And
sure.
Then there's one other category within 5, 10, 50 miles, whatever
it
is.
Oh, okay.
That's
right.
A cool app.
You hit shuffle and it'll pick one for you so you don't have to think about it.
Oh,
so what
so
do you
don't
want?
Have,
I don't care. What do you want?
You don't have that discussion at work. Right. Or you could just microwave it right there at work.
The phone?
And, yeah, I'm not following
lunch,
you.
Lunch.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
If you got a community microwave at work, it's probably the germiest place there, including the bathroom.
No,
yep.
Really?
Scientists at the University of Arizona looked for germs in the workplace, and the microwave, not only disgusting, it was dangerous. Dangerous.
Are we going to all get hepatitis from the microwave now? Is that what you're
saying?
Says
it's depends on what you do with it. Contaminated with bacteria that could lead to gastrointestinal diseases. It wasn't necessarily the splattered interior or the burnt popcorn that posed a problem.
Was it the handle?
The handle and the buttons.
Sick.
So well, you're going to have to use your elbow to push the buttons?
Yep.
Just clean the buttons every once in a while.
It's going to be hard because it's about 6 feet off the ground here.
Yeah, some tall person is who installed it.
Jump up and... You know, hit that with your elbow and see how it works out for you. Hello.
Good morning. Since you're driving around, instead of using your phone, you could just cook the food on your engine.
You know, that's a good point.
Bye. I know somebody who did that. And in fact, it's a tradition. When they go to the Renaissance Festival, they always strap a bunch of hot dogs wrapped in aluminum foil to their engine. And then by the time they get there, the hot dogs are cooked. And then they keep beers in a cooler in the back of their car.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to reverse that order.
No. And so then as soon as they get there, is there a...
Yeah, they eat them in the parking lot when they get to the Renaissance Festival. Mm-hmm. That mom mm-hmm. pulls off the hot dogs off the engine and they
how,
all the kids
How
eat.
Long a drive is that, do you know?
I think it's probably like an hour or two.
Oh. Because, I mean, you could do turkey legs for that.
Right? You'd have to have a longer drive, though.
Yeah, that's you probably true. Would. And then, but again, you could kind of stick with the whole Renaissance Festival
sure.
thing that way. Or do they eat turkey hot dogs to maybe go along with it? You know, actually, if they'd stick popsicle sticks in the bottom of the turkey hot dogs, it'd almost be like a turkey leg.
Good.
If you went ahead and stuck the stick in so that you have to bite it. You know?
I feel like you're being gross just for grossness' sake.
Well, it's a hot dog. How nice could it be just even to begin with?
Well, anyways, the kosher dogs are pretty good.
We've talked about that.
They answer to a higher authority.
It sounds like a rags-to-riches story that's rather rare. A man joins Domino's at the age of 19 as a delivery guy. He now owns 18 franchises. Rob Cookston. Hired on in 1987 as a $500 a month delivery guy who became inspired when he saw the franchise owner's Ferrari. Well, hey, whatever the motivation. The Virginia man entered the chain management skills program as a store manager in training. He made $89,000 in his first year. It was a big challenge. I wanted to quit at times, he says, explaining the pressure of the job. 5 phone lines that could never go unanswered, pizzas that had to be delivered in 30 minutes. Instead, he went on to manage 6 stores, then borrowed money from his family, bought a franchise in New York City. That can't be cheap. Lived in the basement of another franchise, saved even more money, making about $200,000 now. Then, now he lives insanely comfortable, he says, with 7 of his delivery workers have become managers themselves.
Sounds like a good businessman.
According to the company, 90% of Domino's 4,500 franchise spots are owned by former entry-level employees.
No kidding.
Well, that's the great thing about the country. Again, no guarantee that you'll be successful, but at least you get a chance.
But if you work hard, the chances are very high in your favor.
Hello?
Hey, can I talk to Kevin and Kat for just a second?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Scott would have no idea, and he would just hit the button and roll on without having understood the significance of this. But I was at the Opus unveiling last night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This intimate gathering thing that's called Beyond Glory, the story of 8 Medal of Honor winners.
Uh-huh.
The person who's putting it on is Stephen Lang. Do you know who that is?
I recognize his name.
Yeah, me too.
He's the sergeant in Avatar.
Oh!
The guy with the crew cut who's just beat up, chewed up, and everything. In the movie Avatar.
Oh.
I mean, that has stuck with me all day long.
Oh,
thinking
cool.
That he's going to be here.
Did you get chills, or were you just like, ah?
Well, I thought, hey, that's pretty darn cool. Scott, I thought he was a jerk. I had no idea. He's just unbelievable
Scott's
in the movie.
Scott's about ready to jump off
I mean, I heard it. I was there.
You had no idea what they were talking about.
No, I knew it was Avatar. It's a movie about a bunch of blue people, right?
Yes. That sums it up very well.
So, well, see, fact, and yes. That's look how much money and time I saved.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so what's his name again, and he'll be here? Yeah.
Stephen, I mean, Kevin, aren't you excited just to think about that? I thought that was really
Kevin,
a cool thing.
Kevin, feign excitement right now.
That's really cool.
You didn't see Avatar, did you?
No, I didn't. Well, I've tried 3 times.
Oh, no!
I've tried 3 times, and I just, every time I watch it bores me to tears.
That's more than Scott's done. But still, I can't believe you haven't seen it. My gosh.
I've tried.
You're the one.
Yes, I am.
Wait, no, he's the 2, because I haven't either.
You don't count.
Okay.
In your average
thank
workday,
you
go to the grocery
you.
Store, you get gas in your vehicle, and you go to the cleaners. Let's talk about your cleaners for a moment. Does your cleaners notify you via email or text when your order's ready? Do they have tagless garment identification so you don't have to rip off those stapled paper tags? And do they offer same-day laundry and dry cleaning services? My Cleaners does it all. They are Aggie-owned and operated, award-winning Pride Cleaners of Bryan and College Station. They take pride in how I look. Won't you give them a try? Find them on Facebook, celebrating 18 years of taking pride in you and our community.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Americans are driven by success. It's ironic, then, that we challenge young people to achieve success, but we often neglect teaching them the one thing needed to keep it. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Every time you turn on the news, it seems another public figure has fallen into a tailspin, which raises an intriguing question. What causes someone at the top of their profession to lose control of it all? I think one person got it right when he said, "Success will take you further than character can keep you." You see, whether a professional athlete, the CEO of a company, or an employee looking to move up the ladder, character matters. And that's because success doesn't alleviate the demands placed upon us. It intensifies them. To handle that stress, you need more than talent or intellect. You need character, the strength to do what's right no matter the cost. Without that crucial trait, people cut corners, they lie, cheat, or steal to get ahead. But as we've seen with so many public figures, life is unsustainable under those conditions. Eventually, everything they've worked to achieve comes crashing down. It takes more than talent, skill, and hard work to lead a successful life. You need character as well. And that's why I agree with Bishop Phillips Brooks, who once said, "Don't pray for easy lives, pray to be stronger men. Pray for powers equal to your tasks." To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Where did Luke Jokel go?
With the second pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Luke Jokel.
For the first time in program history, the Texas A&M football team has produced a top 10 NFL draft selection in three straight years after All-American offensive tackle and Outland Trophy winner Luke Jokel was picked number two overall by the Jacksonville Jaguars at Radio City Music Hall. Jokel, who was in attendance at the NFL draft in the first round festivities, joined linebackers Vaughn Miller and quarterback Ryan Tannehill in the Aggies' top 10 march. Here's Luke Jokel with Deion Sanders on ESPN last night after being chosen.
It's the happiest moment of my life. It's the best moment. It doesn't get any better than this.
The 25 people you brought with you, take me through the emotions. Are they excited, elated?
They're so excited. Every person that's here, every person back home, such a significant part of my life, and they're the reason why I'm here, and I got to give everything back to them for sure.
Could there be a downside by going number two?
No. Jacksonville's a great team. I'm so happy to be playing for them. I want to go out there, prove myself, make the team better, help them win football games.
Texas A&M and Arlington is winning right now.
Yes, sir. Great to be an Aggie. 12th man. Loved it down at A&M and Arlington High. Best years of my life.
The first pick of the NFL draft was chosen by Kansas City. It was Eric Fisher from Central Michigan. The third player, of course, Luke Jokel was number two. Number three was Deion Jordan from Oregon. He went to Miami. The Dallas Cowboys selected Wisconsin center Travis Frederick. He was the 31st pick in the draft. Now, the Cowboys had traded down 13 spots with the 49ers. On the other side of Texas, Houston selected Clemson receiver DeAndre Hopkins as the 27th overall pick. Texas A&M track is competing at the world-famous Penn Relays and doing very well. A&M freshman Lequeue Mowen-Davis won the Penn Relays championship division of the long jump with a jump of 21 feet 2 inches. Aggie senior Henry Laley set a record for the school dating all the way back to 1995 in the 5,000 meter. He ran 13:45, breaking the record by almost a full second. After missing their top two hitters, A&M baseball, for the last two weekends, Mikey Reynolds and Cole Langford will both be back in the lineup again as they take on the Clemson Tide. That will happen That will happen today. First pitch is at 6:35. Daniel Madigan is the projected starter for A&M. Saturday's game, 6:05. Sunday at 1:05. And all the action for Aggie baseball is on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The 15th-ranked Texas A&M softball team travels to Ole Miss to take on the Rebels in a three-game set in the SEC in Oxford. The Aggies and Rebels' first game, 6 o'clock. All the action for those games can be heard on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Bryan High softball team will open their bi-district playoff series with Klein Collins tonight at 7 o'clock. Since the Aggies are on the road, they'll play at the Aggie Softball Complex. Now, not all the NBA teams are from Texas. The ones that weren't played last night. Miami went up 3-0 against Milwaukee, winning 104-91. Chicago edged Brooklyn 79-76, and the Memphis Grizzlies have cut the LA Clippers lead series lead to 2-1 with a 94-82 win. In the NHL, Cam Atkinson scored 2 goals, and Sergei Bobrovsky made 31 saves as the Columbus Blue Jackets beat the Dallas Stars 3-1. The Stars were eliminated from playoff contention when Detroit defeated Nashville earlier in the evening. In Major League Baseball, Nip Tapshik pitched 6 strong innings last night to lead the Texas Rangers past the Minnesota Twins 2-1. And in other baseball action,
in the air to center field, Robbie Grossman going back, still going, looking up. It is gone. Home run number 1 of 2013 for Big Poppy David Ortiz.
That home run had 2 RBIs attached to it, and the Boston Red Sox beat the Stros 7-2. Red Sox starter Clay Buchholz improved to 5-0 on the year after allowing only 2 runs in 7-plus innings. That's your sports. It's all brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Sioux Falls Prater is your local authorized John Deere dealer. If you've got a lot of mowing to get done, then you need to head to Sioux Falls Prater and check out their inventory of zero-turn riding mowers. Sioux Falls Prater has the Easy-Track mowers for residential customers, all the way up to the Z-Track Pro mowers for serious commercial mowers. Get excellent cut quality and performance with speeds up to 12 miles per hour. Zero-turn radius allows for easy mowing around obstacles such as trees or bushes. Deer season is here, and Sioux Falls Prater is kicking off the season with great pricing and financing. Like the new Z235 residential mower on sale for $25.99, or the new Z91 915B commercial mower on sale for $72.49. Hurry into Sioux Falls Prater today. This offer is good only through April the 30th. Find the location nearest you online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Spring is here, and so is the BCS Home Builders Association 2013 Spring Parade of Homes, sponsored by the Brazos Valley Affordable Housing Corporation. It starts Saturday and Sunday, April 27th to 28th, and wraps up May 4th and 5th. Visit these brand new homes to discover new trends in construction, design, and the latest in home products and appliances. Builders will be on site to assist you in designing your dream home. The Parade of Homes map can be found in the Eagle, WTAW.com, or at bcsbuilders.org. Don't forget the Spring Parade of Homes, April 27th and 28th, and May 4th and 5th.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Mother's Day is coming up and graduation is right around the corner. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we have a wide selection of jewelry to fit every style and price range, from gold, diamonds, and pearls to sterling silver and fun fashion pieces. You're sure to find just the right gift at just the right price. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. Stop by Monday.